This is Plantarama, a weekly look at what's happening in the world of horticulture from Kansas State University. Eric Atkinson here. Well, Valentine's Day has come and gone. Of course, one of the main ways that folks celebrate that occasion is by presenting some form of ornamental flower arrangement to their significant other. And this week, we talk some about how one can preserve those flowers or flowering plants as long as possible. Mike's side with us is Greg Eystone, Riley County Extension Horticultural Agent. And Greg, let's start with cut flowers and the recommended steps to making those last as long as one can.
Yeah, it's going to depend on lots of things. The main thing, just like if you get a head of lettuce and you put it in the refrigerator to keep it, store it longer. Keeping it cool is the key to longevity of plant tissues that have been severed from their root system. And so cut flowers, we want to make sure that we can keep it as cool as we can. And also needs to definitely get water uptake. And so probably when you put it in a vase, we want to reestablish the water conducting tissues by going ahead and cutting those. Typically the best way would be underwater so that once you cut the cells open that they can take water up immediately. And that typically is done with a very sharp knife. Pruning shears can work, but you'll probably crush a few of those conducting tissues, you know, whatever's going to work best for you in your situation, but good room temperature water is ideal. Oftentimes when you buy these, you may get a packet that helps keep bacteria from growing in that base water. And so follow those instructions so that we'll keep those pores open and taking up the water. So water is very important, and also temperatures. Once you get it in your room, you may want to keep it away from the heat vent if it's going on or any other doors and things like that, just to try and keep it as comfortable as possible.
Of course, roses are the customary favorite when it comes to cut flower gifts for Valentine's Day. But which cut flowers tend to last the longest if maintained in a reasonable state?
I would say carnations are one of the longer lasting flowers. But carnations, roses are your typical ones you see. There's many other tropical type of flowers that you'll get from a florist. And the main thing, most of those is just the water side. Some of those tropical plants may be able to tolerate warmer temperatures. But again, if you can slow down their respiration by cool temperatures. So, you know, if you're really trying to keep it for a long time, you may want to stick it in the refrigerator at nighttime when you're not enjoying it and then bring it out in the morning. Of course, there are some materials, whether it be apples or other fruit, that give off ethylene gas. If you're storing those in the refrigerator, that would actually hasten the damage to the tissue. So if you have a refrigerator without some of those fruiting components that produce that gas, it would be make those plants last longer.
Some folks, Greg, prefer as a Valentine's Day gesture, offering a potted plant, a flowering plant in particular, which is a good option as well.
Absolutely. Those may last a little bit longer, depending on what is selected. But again, similar, they're plant tissues, although they do have the root system to maintain taking up water and may last a little bit longer, whether it be azaleas or cyclamen or some of the more common ones. So you see potted tulips and those kind of things. Keeping them moist, but not overly watered too. You can drown the roots and cause damage quickly that way. So you want to make sure that when you do water in a container that it soaks through and the excess water is removed. Temperatures would be similar. Some of those may need a little more brighter light. If you have a cut flower, you may not, it really doesn't matter what kind of light level you have. But if you're looking at a plant that's going to last for couple months maybe, or if you're lucky, you could keep it over for a whole year and maybe get it to bloom and come back next year. Light's going to be the other situation. Read labels if plants come with that. Typically you'll say bright indirect light, so not right against the window where it may be too cold or too hot, or maybe it's too much sun, but something that gets some sunlight to produce the photosynthesis for it continue to grow.
But for the here and now, whether it be cut flowers, whether it be a potted plant, a flowering plant, you can extend the life of these Valentine's Day flowers, these plants, a fair amount of time before they expend themselves. And Greg, thank you for the input right here.
Appreciate it, Eric.
Greg Eystone there, Riley County Extension Horticultural Agent. And Plantarama is produced by K-State Research and Extension over this, the K-State Radio Network.